This is an RNIB talking book.
Gerald's Game by Stephen King.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Sadie gathered herself together. No one could describe the scorn of her expression or the contemptuous hatred she put into her answer.
You men! You filthy, dirty pigs! You're all the same, all of you! Pigs! Pigs!
W. Somerset Maugham. Rain. Gerald's Game. Chapter 1. Jessie could hear the back door banging lightly, randomly, in the October breeze blowing around the house. The jam always swelled in the fall, and you really had to give the door a yank to shut it. This time they had forgotten. She thought of telling Gerald to go back and shut the door before they got too involved, or that banging would drive her nuts. Then she thought how ridiculous that would be, given the current circumstances. It would ruin the whole mood. What mood? A good question, that. And as Gerald turned the hollow barrel of the key in the second lock, as she heard the minute click from above her left ear, she realized that, for her at least, the mood wasn't worth preserving. That was why she had noted the unlatched door in the first place, of course. For her, the sexual turn-on of the bondage games hadn't lasted long. The same could not be said of Gerald, however. He was wearing only a pair of jockey shorts now, and she didn't have to look as high as his face to see that his interest continued unabated. This is stupid, she thought. But stupid wasn't the whole story, either. It was also a little scary.